Federal crash aviation investigators have released a trove of information on Unalaska's fatal plane crash last year. It points to a possible mechanical fault in the Pennair Saab 2000 turboprop. But as KUCB's Zoe Sobel reports, airline pilots told investigators of an eroding safety culture at the now-defunct airline.
It was a blustery fall day at Tom Madsen Airport. A Pennair flight from Anchorage was making its second attempt to land in Unalaska. Gusting tailwinds made the landing extra challenging. As the plane touched down, it failed to slow down, broke through the airport's chain-link fence, crossed a road, and hit a rocky embankment just short of the frigid waters of Iluluk Bay. Steve Rainey was among the 39 passengers on Flight 3296. He's a commercial pilot with 20 years' experience, and he's still trying to understand what went wrong that day.
I just don't think that we can just flat accept that there's going to be accidents like this. I think that's really one of the more important things. I know people make mistakes, but the air carrier world, these things should not happen. This shouldn't have happened.
Rainey is still recovering from his injuries. A passenger to his left fared much worse. 38-year-old David Altman was fatally injured in the crash. There were at least 9 people hurt. Rainey was traveling with his son, who was competing with the Cordova School swim team. He says he's grateful the students escaped serious injuries.
Hey, I'll take the hit for the boys.
On Wednesday, the National Transportation Safety Board released more than 2,000 pages of documents related to the crash. Rainey has already begun to comb through these files.
A lot of people really get frustrated with how long it takes, but I'm actually kind of surprised at how much information they've gotten and how close it is to wrapping up.
Here's what the federal investigators initially found. A faulty wiring job may have kept an anti-skid device from working properly, and that could have contributed to the plane overshooting the tarmac. But they also heard from Pennair pilots concerned that the airline was reducing the amount of experience its pilots needed to land on Unalaska's notoriously challenging runway. Pennair historically required pilots to have a minimum of 300 hours in a Saab 2000 before they could captain a flight to Unalaska. But after the Siebert family sold the airline to Raven Air Group in 2018, that rule was being reviewed. In fact, NTSB investigators were told by Pennair pilots that in early summer 2019, a conversation was held where the chief pilot and Raven vice president of flight operations discussed relaxing that rule. The captain of Flight 3296 had been flying into Unalaska for about 3 months. On the day of the crash, he had logged 131 hours in a Saab 2000. That's less than half the historical requirement for Pennair pilots responsible for bringing flights into the Aleutian city. His first officer had a few more hours. Both had been hired by the company in May of that year. The NTSB's investigation describes the airline safety culture following Pennair's sale to Raven Air Group. Raven's safety director told investigators he considered the overall safety culture as, quote, still good, but admitted that pilots had approached him saying they were, quote, not as comfortable anymore, speaking freely about their concerns. So, what happens now? Now that fact-finding is mostly complete, NTSB's Clint Johnson in Anchorage says investigators hope to wrap up their work within the next year.
The analysis portion is crunching all the information that we have here and ultimately driving towards a probable cause and an analysis, and also, most importantly, probably recommendations that will come out of this accident investigation to keep it from happening again.
The 5 presidentially appointed members of the National Transportation Safety Board may vote to hold a public meeting to review this investigation and determine a probable cause for the accident. Most accidents don't have board meetings. The last time this happened for an Alaska investigation was for a fatal Togiak crash from 2016, operated by another Raven Air Group subsidiary. Johnson says board meetings are similar to a court hearing.
Each one of the investigators, each one of the disciplines are questioned by the board members. At the end of that process, the board members right there in the board meeting will determine probable cause.
Pennair is no longer flying. Its parent airline, Raven Air Group, declared bankruptcy in April and sold its assets this summer. A Southern California commuter airline bought some of its planes and 2 of the operating certificates. The company resurrected the name Raven Alaska and rehired some of its crew. Last month, it resumed scheduled flights to Unalaska under new ownership, but with the same old name. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.
KUCB and ProPublica are investigating aviation safety across Alaska. We are interested in hearing about your experience flying or working for airlines in the 49th state. We'd particularly like to hear from people who have been in plane accidents or lost loved ones in fatal plane crashes. If you have something to share with us, you can email our reporters at zoe@kucb.org or call or text us at 359-1888. Again, that's ZOE@kucb.org or 359-1888.